There's another kind of thing that I'd also like to show you because it helps us define terminology. William Moran, back in 63, wrote a very nice article that many scholars have referred to called The Ancient Near Eastern Background for the Love of God in Deuteronomy. He published it in a journal called Catholic Biblical Quarterly. And what Moran demonstrated was this. When we read the commandments, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as yourself, we are not reading about attitude at all. We're reading about action. To love is to do acts of love, to show love. It is not a feeling. So you don't just say, I just love God. Ooh, 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 yes. I love you. Ah, well, there's that commandment fulfilled. And I just love my neighbor. You are a sweetheart. I love you. There's another one. No, it's not. No. It's what I do for her that is obedience to that commandment to love her as my neighbor and as myself. And it is what I do for God that demonstrates it. So Moran just showed this by showing from many ancient documents from all over the time period of the Bible, Old Testament time period, how this terminology of love really functions. So here's one king writing to another, I'm the king's servant and the one who loves you. Various kings, my lord, just as I love the king, my lord, he's writing to a pharaoh in Egypt, so do these other kings. They're all servants of my lord. That's what it means. Who will love if I die? Here's the Ribadi writing about a revolt. Half the city loves the sons of Abdi-Ashirta, half of it loves my lord, meaning the pharaoh. And look at this one. You will love Ashurbanipal as yourselves, says one king to the vassal kings about his son. The king of Assyria we will love. And here's reference to David and Hiram. David had been a lover of David all his life, meaning they were allies. They did things for each other. They were in league. They functioned as allies function. That's the usage. So what you really find is this. In the ancient world, in referring to things like loyalty, faithfulness, decency, doing things for one another, being allies, being closely supportive, in international diplomacy, they use the terminology of love and, by the way, also hate. I could show you a whole bunch of passages relating to hate. So-and-so hates this, so-and-so hates that. So when you read in Malachi, Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated, ancient people did not understand that to mean, I just love my people Israel, I just hate those Edomites. It's rather, I have made an alliance with my people. They're in my covenant. I don't have a covenant with the Edomites. That's the point. Jacob have I loved, Esau have I hated. So the language of love and hate is the language of international diplomacy and also of personal favor and service and so on. You love your master or you hate your master. Jesus says you can't serve both God and mammon. You'll either love the one and hate the other. You know, he's not talking about some vicious attitude of hate as opposed to some warm attitude of love. He's talking about you'll favor one and not favor the other. So even Jesus uses typical love-hate language. The point is, when we're told to love the Lord our God, it's something we do. It do it regardless of how you may feel. And you love your neighbor, whether or not your neighbor is much fun to be around.